Blog Talk Radio.
Ashe, ashe, my life is a good life. Ashe, ashe, my life is good. Ashe, ashe, my amen, amen, my heart is good. Amen, amen, my heart is good. Amen, amen, my heart is good. Hallelujah, my thought is a hallelujah, my thought is pure. Hallelujah, my heart. Hallelujah, my thought. Say la, say la, my way is a peace. Say la, say la, my way is peace.
Say la, say la.
Ashe, ashe, my life is good.
Ashe, ashe, my life is a good life.
Oh, yeah.
Ashe, ashe, my life is good.
Ashe, ashe, my life.
Our Agape International Choir welcoming you this morning with Arne Batson. That was our choir dancing. He's standing on solid ground. And
welcome to another episode of Warrior Woman Radio. Today is Thursday, July 23rd, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening. And of course, you can find us here every Monday and Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I just want to thank all of our supporters and listeners who tune in and listen to us each and every week. And you can also find our archive shows on the Facebook fan page, Warrior Woman Radio with host Khadijah Ali. So head over there and support the page. You will find free gifts from our past guests. So scroll down on the timeline and take a look and click on some of the past shows and listen. Tonight's guest who's in the studio is a very special person. He is our very first warrior man on the show. And you know that this is Warrior Woman Radio, but it's also here to highlight amazing men as well as women. And I am honored to introduce him to the show tonight. And you will hear his incredible story I mean, incredible story of spiritual and physical transformation and healing. And there's a lot I can say about him, from being the oldest of 8 children to growing up in the Holiness denomination to serving in the Air Force, going to college. He's a father of 3. He's a real estate developer. I mean, the list goes on and on, but that is only the surface. This brother, our brother, has an amazing story, and he is going to share with us tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is my esteemed honor and pleasure to welcome you to the show, Brother Amir J. Otto Price. Are you there, brother?
I am here. My. I love that. You know, when I make it big and I become somebody that I need to have a PR person, you're hired.
Okay.
That
I
was amazing.
I'd be honored.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. And I am just, tonight is really special. I don't know if people really understand how special tonight is because, you know, you said something to me a couple of weeks ago when I did a show. You called in and you said, hey, what about the warrior men? And I said, you know what? He's right. He's absolutely right. You know, we have to highlight both amazing women, but also amazing men. And you, sir, are an amazing man. And I'm so happy that you're here. I've been wanting you to tell your story so that the world could hear, you know, your transformation. And we have a lot to cover, and we have about an hour or so, maybe 50 minutes. So we can cover a lot. I don't know how we're going to get through everything in this next 50 minutes. Like, I really don't, but we're going to try, right?
Yeah, we're going to do our best. I am so grateful for this opportunity to share with your universe as well as mine how this all has come to this point in my life. And at this point, I feel the greatest. I know this is only the beginning of greater things to come. Or as my friend Patti LaBelle said, the best is yet to come. Oh, yes. The best is yet to come.
Absolutely.
I'd like to thank you also for giving me a chance to reconnect with my book that I'm writing about my experiences. And this is just a portion of the preface of my book to come. And yes, I'm writing. It's a slow process, but I realize I got to get past the injury part of it to really give it some validity.
Absolutely. So, gosh, I don't even know where to start.
I started at a good place. You know, when my mother realized that she was having a bouncing baby boy, she decided, oh, I know, I'm going to name him David Alexander. And for all of 5 days, I was David Alexander before my father and grandfather and great-grandfather got into the mix. He will be named third, or he won't have a name. And back in those days, it was boy, child, Price, and or whatever the child was, it, you know, that sex, child, Price, or last name. So for 3 days, I was named B.C. Price. I said, you know, I could have rocked that really well.
Right.
I think I had the personality to make that work, Mom. Mom said, no, I gave in, and now you are truly Otto. She calls me Otto, and I have grown into that name very comfortably as time went on. And then Amir showed up about 3 years ago as another comfortable name for me, and it just stuck. and everybody that affectionately called me either Emir Otto or Emir or just Otto, or you're going to be late for dinner. They don't ever call me that one. But in my life's transition of being successful, so I thought, and being at the optimal of my health, so I thought, when I had to file bankruptcy and lost everything, my health slowly and quickly went away after following a massive heart attack that put me in intensive care for 7 long days, and then to leaving intensive care to have a stroke. That was just a very amazing transition for me to go from perfect health, so I thought, and successful business, so I thought, to absolutely nothing and almost dead. It was pretty pretty harsh. But I fought through it. I came back. I survived. I overcame all massive odds to say that I can do this. Came back. I was jogging. I was running. I was swimming. I was riding my bike. Everything's going wonderful. I'm starting to build my business contacts again. Going great. And all of a sudden, I was on a 2-mile jog, and my left leg gave out on me, and I fell. I'm like, okay, what's this? And I just, you know, I thought I stepped on a rock and tumbled, no problem. Got back to the car and was stretching, and in the middle of my stretch, my legs gave out again. And it took me a moment to get off the ground. I'm like, okay, I need to go home and, you know, reset myself. Mm-hmm. Got into the shower, and everything was great, and I was, you know, cleaning my wound, and next thing I knew, I'm out of the shower, and I fall flat in the middle of my bedroom. It took me a half hour to get to the side. It took me a half hour to get off of the floor and to the other side of the bed to get my phone to call for help. That blew my mind, because I had never been in a situation where my legs wouldn't work. And then at that time, my arms had given out on me. And I was like, okay. So I laid there and waited for my brother to come by and to check on me. And he says, I don't see anything wrong with you. I said, well, maybe I just, you know, overdid it today. I'll just lay here and, you know. But the following morning, I couldn't get out of the bed. I was like, okay, God, this is not funny. I'm not sure what it is that's going on, but it's not funny. About a week later, I went to my primary, and he sent me to my neurologist, and they determined that I was suffering from Guillain-Barré syndrome, which made them all scratch their head, because they're like, you're a black man with Guillain-Barré? Mm-hmm. That's rare. Because, first of all, it's rare for that disease to be in anybody, but then it's even rarer for a black man under the age of 50 to have Guillain-Barré syndrome. So they said, well, the worst isn't there yet. Yeah, the weakness is one of them, but you could be all right. Well, over the next 146 days, I lost, and was in the hospital for that time period as well, I lost 67 and a half pounds of muscle. I went from 195 to 128.2. And at 128.2, my inability to stand, walk, sit up straight, hold my head up, because at that point, when your body is depleted of muscle, I don't care how big or how little your head is, I got a nice-sized dome. It was crushing my esophagus, and I was suffocating to sit up. So I had to sleep with a neck brace on. That was truly scary, to know that this doctor told my family that if he makes it to the end of the month, it's going to be a miracle, because it's not looking good. He's lost all this muscle, and the next thing that will deplete will be his organs. And we can't tell you which one is going to go. So that was the main reason why I was in the hospital, was to monitor my vital organs to see which ones were taking the hit. Well, the one that took the hit was my kidneys. And that was truly scary as well. However, as I determined that the medication that they was giving me, all the medications they gave was probably to me the most expensive in the world. I was getting IVIG treatment and plasmapheresis treatment. Well, plasmapheresis is not that expensive, but it was still $121,000 per treatment, and I got seven of those. And the IVIG was not that expensive either. It was a little over $97,000 per treatment, and I got 14 of those. At the number of treatments, the third time they said, well, by the third treatment, you're gonna be feeling like you better walk across the town. Nothing happened. And I was confused, because until I started doing my research, the thing that was counteracting the medication was the rich melanin in my skin, in my pigmentation. That was a counteractive to the medication. So I had to determine, am I going to let them kill me, or am I going to will myself to live? Mm-hmm. So I began talking to myself, saying that I know that life and death is in the power of my tongue, mm-hmm. not in these guys with white coats and stethoscopes walking around here thinking they're God. All they're doing is pretending to be something that I know that I am. I am the last word in what's going to happen here. So I told them, what does it take for me to get out of this hospital? Because apparently you guys aren't doing anything to help me. I got to get out of here. He told me, if you can walk 25 yards, I will sign your rehab paperwork and get you to the rehab center of your choice. I said, 25 yards? I'll see you tomorrow. It took me 26 days to make that 25-yard walk. It took me forever, so I thought, to get from the bed to the door. It was the most painful thing I'd ever done in my life. The very first time that I needed the assistance of a hydraulic suit to get my muscles to remember how to move to walk, I cried every step. And I didn't care. Tears and snot, by the end of 25 yards, I was ready to get up out of there. But my God, it was the most excruciating pain I can remember. All of my skeleton, from my head to my toe, and there was no medication that they could give me that would satisfy the pain except to give me morphine to knock me out. Yeah. And after the second dose of that, I said, no more of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just dealt with the pain. Mm-hmm. And now that I am home and thriving, I'm at a whopping 176 pounds, got some mobility about me, and found an amazing love affair with myself. Oh, my God. To find a spiritual walk of loving myself was truly the missing ingredient in my entire world. I was looking for somebody else to love me, and didn't realize that if I didn't love myself, no matter who it was, they were never going to be able to love me like I love me. You know, I read a scripture in the Bible that said, love thy neighbor as thyself. And I had to apologize to all the people who used to live next door to me that I really didn't love them like I should have loved myself. And they didn't understand what I was talking about. But for those who were awakened and said, yes, you are now on a more powerful journey. And that journey is going to deliver me from the craziness that I was creating of my own. And now it's on a very dedicated journey of transformation that I never thought I would become. When I woke up on February 23rd and realized at 4 o'clock in the morning that God wanted me to get on this Boost 444 call. I had no idea how my phone dialed that number the very first time, because 3 months prior to that, I deleted everything from Reverend Valley Love that I had saw on my phone. I deleted it all because I like, that is not in my consciousness. I'm not doing that. And for my phone to have that phone number in it already, yeah, I start thinking, but this particular phone call was perfect. It was exactly what I needed for the transformation, or for the a midwife experience to birth me into this loving, amazing community of amazing goddesses that has brought me into here and says, this is home. This is where you belong. And the love that I have experienced from New York City, from Chicago, from St. Louis, from Destin, from all over the East Coast, from Washington, D.C., from
North Carolina.
I was coming down south. Oh, my. It has been one amazing city of love after another. There is nowhere in this country from East Coast to West Coast that I can't go and connect with someone who has connected with me as a result of the amazing love that I've been shown. I am grateful, pleased to be able to be in this present flow of love from all the powerful, dynamic goddesses and gods that has brought me to this level to say that I stand with you to develop you the love that you're looking for. And I can't thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough.
That's, you know, my goodness, I knew part of your story, right? Because we shared a lot with one another during those 150 days. And if the audience doesn't know what we're talking about, Reverend Valerie Love decided to do a 150-day Psalm a Day challenge. And it started actually February 14th of this year, and it went all the way to July. I think it was July 12th was our last day.
July
13th was the last day. And we would all get up at 4:44 every morning to get on this call. And it changed my life, you know. And, you know, we shared a lot of things with one another on that call, some very personal, deep personal things. And you shared your story on the call, but not like today.
Well, that 4:44 call, the very first thing that happened was when Reverend Valerie Love showed up at 4:44 in the morning.
Sure.
You couldn't tell the sun wasn't up somewhere else in the planet, because that woman, good morning, family. Like, what the?
Not at 4:44.
We were expecting a somber, good morning, family, how are you doing? But she and Robin Williams, good morning, Vietnam. It was so synonymous to one another. I was so in love with that.
To the point
where I even had a moment where, well, actually for the past 2 weeks, I still wake up at 4:30 in the morning just for a meditative moment. So I thank Reverend Valerie for the introduction. I thank God for the continuance of it, because it truly is a moment to say thank you and to show my Creator how gracious I am for what is being done right now in my life. And that's powerful. That was very powerful for me.
Absolutely. I have a question.
Sure.
You mentioned that once you realized the doctors were not able to help you along any further, you said that you realized that you had to make up your mind about, I'm just paraphrasing, but you had to make up your mind that you were going to get out of there. You know, what made you, how did you come to that understanding that you knew you had to change your mind and condition your mind? You know, what was going on for you spiritually at that time?
Can I avoid that question for a moment?
We got time.
I was battling with my foundational Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I was battling with the answer that, you know, I've been given all my upbringing, that this was going to be something that just give it to Jesus and he'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't getting no response. So I didn't know what it was, and I just wasn't sure. And then it came to me, no one can do this but you. And if you don't do it, it will not get done. So that was the very first reawakening, because I had been transforming for almost 10 years into the consciousness that there was something greater than the churchologies that I had been programmed to believe. There was something drastic missing out of my life, and that was the connection with the consciousness of God,
yes,
beyond where I had been brought into as a child, as a young adult. It just wasn't completing me. And here I was at a point where I needed everything and then couldn't find anything to heal me or cure me or deliver me or any of those things. I had to really find out where the rubber hit the road, what it all meant to me. And at that point, it began to set at home that I had to change that thinking and start doing what was told to me. Even Jesus said, I am an example. What I'm doing, you could do and greater.
That's right.
Like, wait a minute, I could do and greater?
Right.
I need to start doing some things. And I gave up on a very powerful thought pattern. I would always, well, we got to try this or we got to try that. I began to say, at this point, there is nothing on the sun I'm going to try. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get out of this bed, to get out of this wheelchair, and to get back down to the place that I call my Shangri-La. To live 1 mile from the ocean, shore of the beaches, to be at the beach was the place that I found my God consciousness, my God center, where I enjoyed the amazing power of God's anointing in my life. During the 50-day Psalm a day, I had an experience where I opened my mouth and invited the entire Boots family to come down to Riviera and do a sunrise with me. Oh my God. And Reverend Zakiya Lana showed up. When that amazing goddess showed up, it was the most divine sunrise I had ever witnessed in a long time. Because I walked through that soft sand to see God's sun touching the earth at the point where I was standing. It was so tearful to see those golden rays coming up out of the water to touch the earth where I was standing. And all I could do was stand there and cry and enjoy and enjoy and enjoy that moment. It was amazing. However, I'm excited to know that when the sun was fully up and the waves were touching the earth, I wanted to go and touch the water.
Mm-hmm.
And Zakiya and I stood there for a moment, and she said, "Are you sure?" I said, "No, but I desire to do this." Mm-hmm. And she says, "I think we should wait." I said, "No problem." So the next day, we went down again, the next morning. And by the way, that morning boost was so amazing to have Reverend Z doing the oath of manifestation from that beautiful sunrise there. Oh, yes. so enchanting. So enchanting. I was so in love with what the Boost family had done. They sent the most amazing representative to come down and join this process of 444, the time of perfect love, to get reacquainted with the Psalms that David and other anointed brothers put together for our expansion. It was a great experience. A great experience.
That it was. It sounds very beautiful. And, oh man, you guys have to really be there. People that are listening on the line, you know, he's describing an experience that we were all having, getting up at 4:44 every morning, fighting sleep, fighting, you know, the rebellion and fighting what your body naturally wants to do, which is sleep, you know, especially when it's still dark out. But to be able to get on the line and know that there were, you know, 20 people, 30 people, 40 people, 50 people, you know, on the line, all in alignment and in this consciousness together, I don't know what the word is. I really don't know. But one thing I will say is, we are now family. We are forever bonded. Yeah. We are family. And, you know, like you were saying earlier, we can pretty much go anywhere in the United States and we have our family there.
Yeah.
So you've shared a lot, and there are a lot of people on the phone. So I want to open up the line. Yes, brother, I too on here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start opening up the lines, because people may have questions about things that you've shared, you know, your spiritual journey, your physical journey. So I'm going to open up the line and let's see if we have any questions or comments. So caller from... last four digits, 0099. Do you have any comments or questions? You may just be listening.
Okay.
Well, going you. Once, going twice. Okay. Now I'm going to open up the next line. Caller from 6557. You're on the air. Do you have any comments or questions? Call it from 6557. Oh, wait. Let me unmute it. Oh, my goodness. Hi, caller from 6557. Do you have any comments or questions? Oh, my goodness. What did I do? I am really messing up today. I don't know what's happening here.
No. Take your time.
All of them defined for us. All is in divine order.
That's right.
Okay, now. Caller from 8318, last four digits, 8318. Would you like to ask a question or do you have a comment? You are live. I'm just going to open up the board and see if anyone has any comments, questions.
Okay.
That's what I'll do.
Cool.
Just open it all up. See if people have anything they want to ask you. Yeah, why not? Okay. So all the lines are open. Does anyone have any questions or comments that they would like to ask our dear brother?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Welcome to the call.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
Yes,
okay. Hello?
Okay.
Hi. Yes. Welcome to the call.
Hi. Well, thank you. Yes. My name is Zaire. I was calling. I also was on the booth. I participated with Booth of Reverend Valerie Love. So I was able to experience that you all was talking about, and I just wanted to say to Amir, wow, I had no idea that your story was this profound. And
okay, so what about her?
And I'm just very excited. Yeah. I hear a bunch of voices. I'm just very excited that.
Hey, Khadija?
Yes.
Someone else is talking over. Zaire.
This is Zaire. What's your number? What's the last four digits of your number?
6557.
6557. Okay, so I'm going to mute everyone else out. And then you'll be able to talk.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Khadija.
Okay, you should be good now.
All right, perfect. Yes, I was saying that my name is Zaire. I was saying that I was also participated on the 444 booth with Reverend Valerie Love. Yes, and so I definitely felt that shift that you all was talking about. And Emir, like, I'm just so in awe of just the story that she had told and just the, like, victory that you are showing right now. So I just wanted to just express my gratitude and your sharing, and that it is possible that no matter what anybody say, even the white coats, you know, that people can heal, you know, and it is extremely powerful, and that the mind is tremendously powerful in the heart. Like the mind and the heart.
Yeah.
And like you have shown that, and you're showing that. And I just wanted to acknowledge that and just say thank you for your presence.
Oh,
so thank you.
It's my joy. Thank you. Because, you know, when you showed up on Boost and the Wealth Manifestation class, your energy was so infectious that it made us all want to step up to the plate and deliver whatever it was our goals and our hearts was beating with, because you came with an energy that made it sing. And I'm at your honest to say thank you for sharing the energy that you brought to my life. Thank you, Zaire, for being a part of an amazing family that I'm in love with. I'm not falling in love with you. I'm in love with you, your family. You are amazing. Thank you so much.
But thank you. Thank you, Amir. And thank you, Khadija, for opening the lines.
Absolutely.
And what was your galactic signature?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Zaire? Oh, yeah, I'm the blue galactic hand. The blue galactic hand.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm just going to open up the lines again, and anyone that wants to jump in and ask a question or has a comment, the lines are open. Anyone have a question or a comment?
I do.
Hi,
this is Latanya in Alabama.
Hey, Reverend Latanya.
Hey, Latanya.
Hello. Brother Otto, I do have a question for you. Was there ever a time from the moment that the doctors told you that there wasn't anything that they could do for you any further? Was there ever a time during those 25 days that you felt like you were not going to be able to overcome this? And if there wasn't a time, how would you describe where your strength came from to continuously believe that you could do this? Because I know that there are a lot of people out there who may be going through some difficulties with their health, and they may start out believing that they can do it, and then they begin to lose faith that they can.
Well, first of all, I felt that I was too young to give up. I had dreams that I hadn't even began to see come to fruition yet. I had goals that I haven't manifested yet. So inside of me, I felt that I wasn't done. And because I had given up, I never lost my faith. I believe that I'm supposed to do more than what I had done. And I thought I had done a lot, but I knew that there was more to be done, and I wasn't giving up because someone else told me that, well, you're going to be okay. And actually, in about 2017, you should be able to walk again. I'm like, it's 2013. You telling me I got to wait 4 years or just be in the condition for 4 years? No. I have a daughter that is going to need me to learn how to dance, to dance with her for her prom. Okay, maybe I won't take her to her prom, but I got to be actively in my baby's life. So if you think I'm going to sit back and accept your telling me this is it as my end game, no. I refuse to believe that. And all my research is telling me that this is not true. Just because a doctor won't prescribe you the vital nutrients that your body requires don't mean that you shouldn't do it. There's something that they can't make you take a medication, and they can't stop you from not taking it. So I was determined that I was going to get off those 19 medications that were doing nothing but causing problems in my body. And I can tell you today, I don't take any prescribed medication. Yes, I take super nutrients and I drink plenty of alkaline water, but I don't take any prescribed pharmaceuticals whatsoever. The most miraculous thing that I did that transformed my life was back in September, this past September, I stopped taking the 4 blood pressure medication that I was prescribed. I stopped taking it because, first of all, I was tired of taking it. Then I stopped taking it because I started taking a nutrient called chia seeds. I started taking a mixture of chia seeds and hemp seeds, getting 3 tablespoons, putting it in 20 ounces of water, letting it soak overnight. First thing in the morning, I would drink it down. And then in the evening, I would drink another one. So I was taking it twice a day. And in 10 days, I said, you know what? I'm going to test something out. I took half of my prescribed pressure meds and fell asleep for 7 hours. I woke up and like, okay, I'm not doing that no more, whatever that was. It didn't dawn to me that I didn't check my blood pressure before I took the medication. But the next day, I had normal pressures as if I was an athlete. For me to wake up in the morning and have a blood pressure of 118 over 62 is phenomenal, considering that I was averaging 170 over 85 or 87. That was my average during the medication time. So for me to now not take any medication and stop putting super nutrients in my body, those chia seeds and hemp seeds work together to cause my body to flush out the clogs and the blockage that was in my arteries that caused my pressure to be elevated tremendously, to where now my doctor said, oh, here comes Mr. Cool, Calm, and Collective. I said, you know what? I'm going to have to adopt that because that's the truth. I don't let nothing stress me out anymore because my pressure is, he says, I don't understand how your pressure is so perfect. And you are a, he uses the word dialysis, but I don't use that word for myself. I'm a life-alysis patient. I found a secret. The secret is you get what you say. Whatever you name a thing, it is. If you name it death analysis, it is death analysis. I named it life analysis, and the things that have been happening in my body by the form of the lab work that I do on a monthly basis, my lab work says that I'm almost normal. I have a normal blood pressures, normal blood levels. It's just amazing how my naming it and proclaiming it to be, I know that it won't be no time before I won't even need this life-alysis treatment that I take 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, that has transformed my life from the dialysis center where it was 3 days a week and I had no energy to do anything but on Sunday. I only had enough energy to do something on Sunday to prepare for the next day for treatment. It was horrible. I was losing 6 days a week out of my life, and now I got all of my weekly days back. I could do a three-hour treatment and go shopping or go to dinner or do anything I want to do because of this new home hemodialysis treatment. It's an amazing, amazing benefit that's available all over the country, but so few people know about it because of the centers making profit. They want to keep that profit in center. I do everything that I'm supposed to do at home. I have a technician come out and she and I, we sit, we talk, and while we're doing the 3 hour treatment, I take a nap and wake up and I'm off and running. It's an amazing gift back to my life to do the things that the White Coast don't want you to do. Matter of fact, I had one doctor that I had threatened with a lawsuit for libel. He called me non-compliant. I was like, excuse me? Hold on. Because I'm not following your prescription, but I'm getting better, you call me non-compliant? Well, that one word in your medical records, when the kidney transplant center see that, they don't want to deal with you. Well, I had lab work to back up my non-compliant being perfect, and they're like, well, we have a problem with this. So I had to have him rescind and rewrite that portion of my medical record so that I can be considered as a perfect candidate for a transplant. But my goal now is to have God and me to recreate the perfect storm to reignite my kidneys to function properly like everyone else I know. So I encourage anyone to be proactive on your life, because when, I don't care who it is, when you eat what you eat, I don't get full. So therefore, I got to eat to fill the void in my stomach. But what I eat is going to build or destroy this temple that I'm worshiping God in. And that's what it came down to, Latonya. I had to become a temple worshiper and get serious about it so that I can have a place that the anointing of God can be and rest and say, this is my home. It was not easy, but it was so much fun saying I'm creating a temple for God to be. It is fun. Thank you, Latonya. That was a great introspective question. I didn't expect that from you.
Great question. Still there, love?
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Otto, for answering my question so greatly. I appreciate that.
Again, my joy. And Alabama, I hear, has some great festivals that I'm supposed to come and visit one day soon. I hear you guys had the original Mardi Gras.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah, I heard
about
it.
Let us know when you're coming. Let us know when you're coming. You'll be
okay.
Much welcomed.
Okay, I just let you know, I'm a seafood fan. I love the Gulf produces some beautiful, beautiful gifts from the ocean. I love it. Thank
awesome.
You so much.
Thank you, Brother Otto.
Well, you know what, dear brother, this has been an amazing, amazing interview, and we have had.
You said Ben,
I mean,
are you ending it? What?
I
was just getting warmed up.
You're going to have to come back. We didn't have enough time.
Oh, wow.
There's more to this story. Clearly, there's more to this story that we need to hear from you.
There is a lot more. You're right.
Absolutely.
Where I'm going now is amazing. And what I see, what I feel, what I'm experiencing, I'm excited to share with you. I'm excited.
Before I put it in the book. Okay. So I want you to tell everyone how they can reach out to you, because someone may be on this call and they may need, you know, your assistance or maybe your encouragement.
Tell people how
they can get in contact with you.
Well, I'm becoming better at my social media skills. I do have a Facebook page, and it's Emir J. Otto Price III. Inbox me. I will respond to you. You can email me as well, emirotto3@gmail.com. That's E-M-I-R. O-T-T-O, the number 3@gmail.com, and let's start a conversation, and I will truly share with you what love has done for me. I'm excited to share what love has done for me.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? You are a friend and a brother and
yes.
family to the show. So anytime you want to come back, especially when that book comes out, I would love to have you come back and be on the show.
Yeah.
And yes, please do. Please do. And
I
we've
will,
enjoyed
I will, I will.
Absolutely.
I've
and
enjoyed,
I appreciate
I've enjoyed
you.
This.
Yeah.
I've
told you.
I enjoyed this.
It's like we're talking in person, right? It just so happens there are people on the line.
you told me I can just pull out my glass of wine and enjoy myself.
That's it. Or sparkling cider. I don't want to insult anybody.
Yeah.
I always say sparkling cider.
Sparkling cider. Yes, sparkling cider.
Right. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to the show this evening. We have enjoyed all of your comments and questions. And I want to thank my brother for tuning in and sharing his amazing story of transformation and healing. I had respect for you before. I had love for you before, but my respect and my love has deepened listening to your incredible story today. So,
namaste,
I appreciate you.
Namaste.
You
are
and
truly
you
a
yes.
divine gift to me.
Oh.
You are a divine
and you,
gift.
And you to me. And you to me. Absolutely. Well, everyone, tune in next week on Monday again, 6:30 p.m., where we will be interviewing another powerful guest. And until then, I want everyone to have a peaceful, prosperous, and productive rest of the week and weekend. And we will see you all next week. Take care.
Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe.
my life is a good life. Ashe, ashe, my life is good. Ashe, ashe, my amen, amen, my heart is good.
Amen, amen,
my heart is good.
Amen,
amen, my heart is good. Hallelujah, my thought is a hallelujah, my thought is pure.
Hallelujah, my heart is pure. Hallelujah, my heart is pure.
Selah, Selah, my way is a peace. Selah, Selah, my way is peace.
Selah, Selah, my way is a peaceful way. Selah, Selah, my way is peace.
Ashe, ashe, my life is a good life. Oh, ashe, yes. Ashe, my life is good.
Ashe, ashe, my life is good.
Oh, yeah.
Ashe, ashe, my life is good.
Ashe, ashe,
Agape International Choir welcoming you this morning with Arne Batson. That was our choir dancing. We stand on solid ground and